spread across other bids. The recommended amendment would increase Clayco's total reimbursable expenses to $252,719. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Mike, on the last one, that was an issue at the specs. This wasn't something they neglected to bid, they just, on the CM.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Any other question for Mr. Bass?
Thank you.
Thank you, and, you know, you might want to add up the amount of money we are keeping in Central Illinois.
Yes, sir.
And send a little note to the Central Illinois Builders and Chamber of Commerce and News Gazette that that's what we are doing. We have taken significant steps, and it's not easy to do when we have to comply with the state procurement process, but President Wright and Chancellor Herman has shown a tremendous leadership to make that happen.
We'll do so, and I would also add, Chairman, that again, in this iteration of capital projects that we put forward, we are enjoying a very positive bidding environment.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask Mike, it's not related to what you just presented, Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you update us on the ACTV status that was presented this morning in the open session? The chemical building.
Right. I mean, and others can, Rick and Randy can chime in as well. The ACT has been appropriated. We've had the paperwork done to get that puts us in position to get released. It's been reappropriated in the 2010 budget. It is now a function of, and I would state to you that there is enough authorization remaining to be able to release funds to get it started. The money that we had originally asked for, I believe, was around $64 million. It's obviously is dated, and there will have to be some work done to the original cost estimates for inflation to bring it up to speed. The intent, and so what I'm saying, bottom line, is there are ways that we can discuss this with the state. I've committed to Rick and others that I'll make conversations with the Capital Development Board as soon as I can to get their sense of how we can move along the what appears to be now just an issue of getting the governor's ability to release money. But I want to be frank with you. You've got a $64 million amount that the state has been holding. I think it's imperative that as quickly as we can, we bring forward the new number that we would look at. It will be more, significantly more, but this is a very dated number that we're working from. And at least then we'll know when we go over there to talk to them what other sorts of strategies we may have to do for financing the residual and or perhaps doing a two-step to try and capture that in a future capital budget.
Mr. Chairman, would that be allowable for him to continue the conversation? Is there any other action that we have?
No. You know, what happens is we are trying to get that money, which we tried several years ago under one bucket. And it was being failed, and all of a sudden it stopped because they never approved the capital program with the state in the last 2-3 years. I think our best case scenario is to continue there. It's like Lincoln Hall. Now after 3 or 4 years, we are getting the money. Every year it is on the agenda. So I think this is the best way to do it. And if we are short, we can go after again.
Can I say that another way, Chairman Shaw? The advanced chem was one of the approved capital projects going all the way back to 2003. There were 4 capital projects approved at the time of that budget. It was Lincoln Hall, ECE, Advanced Chem, and Genomic Biology Institute. So the one that was funded was Genomic Biology, and the other 3 just sort of continued along year to year to year as approved capital project, but there was never a capital bill. For some reason, Advanced Chem sort of what then was approved and released, but it was a release at a time there's no money. So it was ultra approved, but now it's in this weird position where it wasn't in the most recently passed version of the capital bill. So that's why Mike is trying to say, well, this one's released, we just need the money for it. So there's no issue, we've already approved it, but we approved it years ago.
I was wondering how we could get it moving and get some money.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And Trustee Carroll, so that you know, it is in the purview of my office, we integrate and relate with CDB. It's normal course of business, and I'll explore it with them to see where they're at. And
well, it's also a shovel-ready project, and
that's
if they
correct.
Get
that's
some
correct.
More stimulus money, it would be on the top of the top of the lease.
But they're doing the building, Mike? CDB is doing the building?
CDB can help us understand the process of how we get through that. That's all I'm, I just want to get some more intelligence out.
It's not their building.
Is it there? I'll have to go back and look at that, Ken.
Anywhere, Trustee Richter?
I'm sorry, Mike, that I had to step out. This is unrelated to what you've been talking about here this morning, but I've got a question on Rockford.
Yes, sir.
Rockford is running behind or under budget. So what we appropriated is going to be higher than I think the building is going to come in. We brought pharmacy online after we started, but we didn't make any provisions for parking for pharmacy, and pharmacy's a parking lot intensive class. So I'm curious, what's the proper procedure to use those funds that are available for Rockford to do up this parking lot, for example, and other things that may have not been in the original plan?
I think we need to, if you give me a chance, Trustee, I want to confer with Mark Donovan and see exactly where we are on that. I know we've gotten a positive bid environment in there as well, and in general, you know, that gives you some flexibility. I also want to make sure that we're following whatever restrictions may or may not have been placed on the funding source that we're using.
Okay, thank you.
Mike, what's the square footage in that building, do you know?
Of Rockford?
No, the
Oh, I do not. I don't know off the top of my head. Okay. The square footage of ACTV?
We need to think about the O&M, bringing another building online, which is something we haven't thought about before. On occasion we haven't. And the other thing is about the potential research dollar impact.
I have 144,000 square feet.
Okay.
It's got to be part of our budget in the O&M to bring online.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. All right. Any other question before we move forward? Madam Secretary, can we, without reading all the items, can we take the roll call, or do we have to do read all
the items? 35. To the brackets.
35. We present that.
Purchase.
What is 35?
There is a purchase.
Oh, okay.
Change order.
So, but do we do that after these votes or before?
No.
It should be done before. Okay. Mr. Knoll, item 35.
Chairman, members of the board, item 35 requesting your approval respectfully for purchases totaling $60.8 million. The recommendation includes 49 new purchases, 12 change orders, and 18 renewals totaling $14.3 million, $3 million, and $9.5 million respectively. All of these purchase recommendations have been reviewed with the Buildings and Grounds Committee and in accordance with applicable state and university statute rules and regulations. Take any questions that you have, but otherwise ask for approval of the purchases recommendation.
One question.
Yes.
Walt, on item 3 was recuperation of housing costs for executive MBA program.
Right.
That's fine. I just want to ask if on unit 13, do we recover cost on the dormitory space as part of the camp fees also?
That's correct.
Okay.
No, this is the local dormitory for the camp,
right,
versus the external hotel.
Yeah, and do we recover those fees?
I believe we do.
Okay.
But I'll confirm that for you, sir.
Okay.
Any other questions? I guess, Madam Secretary, can you move forward? Yes. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we can consider item 1 separate from the rest of these. Is that okay?
Yeah, what is item 1?
Item 1 is a resolution for Robert Spurl.
Do we really have to do that?
No, I would just like to let Bob know what we thought about it. So I'll move item 1 separate from
the
rest.
Okay, yeah, I think we should do that.
That is a voice vote. Mr. Epley, a second?
Second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? This is your chance. Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move the regular agenda items 2 through 14.
A1
and 2 through 14.
Can we have a second?
And number 3 was done this morning.
And number 3 was done this morning. So it's A1, 2, and then 4 through 14.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Mr. Bruce is on the phone.
Devon?
Yes, got you. I got the vote. Thank you.
Hey, Devon, what did you vote for Bob Spurling? He's keeping quiet. See, he's smart.
Madam Secretary. I was aye on everything except abstaining on number 9.
Number 9, thank you.
Okay.
Madam Secretary, I should clarify abstaining on 9 and vote no on 10. But yes, the rest.
No on number 9.
Abstain on 9, no on 10, and yes to the rest.
So noted, thank you.
Okay,
the roll call.
Mr. Chairman, I move the roll call agenda, which is items 15 through 33 as presented.
Second.
Oh, yeah, 15 through, 33 plus 35 through 38. As
can we have a second, please?
Second.
The roll call vote. Student advisory vote. Mr. Pitos.
Aye. No.
Mr. Schmidt.
Nay on 32, aye to the rest.
That is no on
32.
Item 30.
32.
2, thank you. And aye on the rest, correct? Official vote, Mr. Bruce?
Aye on all except the settlement.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Dr. Carroll?
Aye on all.
Mr. Doris?
All except items 36 and 37. On those two, I abstain.
So noted. Mr. Epley?
Abstain on item 15, and aye as to the rest.
Number 15. Mr. McFarland.
Aye on all.
Mr. McMillan.
Aye on all.
Mr. Montgomery.
Abstain as to 36 and 37. Aye as to the rest.
Thank you. Governor Quinn. Dr. Schmidt.
Aye on all.
Mr. Shaw.
Abstain on 29 and aye on rest.
Mr. Vickery.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
I'm still trying to figure
it out. Chairman Richard?
Hospital
Committee.
Thank you, Chairman Shaw. We have a medical center and medical center facility practice performance reports today. With us are John DiNardo, CEO of our healthcare system, Dean Flaherty, Dean of the College of Medicine, Joe Flaherty, and also from the Department of Ophthalmology, we're going to hear from Dimitri Dzar, Dr. Dzar. So, John, I believe you're first.
Okay, well, good afternoon, and you have our report at your place, and I'll just give a couple of summary comments rather than going through all the slides. Fiscal 09 has been a tumultuous year in healthcare nationally. Half of all U.S. hospitals at the end of the first quarter are operating in the red. If you followed the Chicago news media, you've seen how many hospitals in Chicago have laid off people, some in the 300 and 400 range. The reasons for this have included decreasing workload, decreasing reimbursement, increasing bad care, and increasing charity care. For us, and I will just go to slide 8. For us, okay, go to slide 8. For us, we started fiscal 09 with a $25 million budget gap. We've worked our way down now, if you take a look through the end of the first 9 months now this fiscal year, to, and it appears the laser's now, to about $2.9 million.